Emotive and friendly. This is a big deal, isn't it? The detention of Igor Runts, the CEO of Bitriver, really feels like a turning point for crypto in Russia. You know, it's not just about one company. It's about how the government is starting to take crypto seriously.
Friendly but serious, absolutely. The court's decision to put him under house arrest shows they're not playing around. This isn't just a slap on the wrist. It's a clear signal that the authorities are cracking down on tax evasion, even in the crypto space.
Emotive and friendly. It's wild to think about how the crypto industry has operated in Russia for so long, kind of in the shadows. But now, with this case, it's like the government is saying, enough. They're using their traditional tax frameworks to target crypto businesses. This is a huge shift.
Friendly but serious, exactly. And the stakes are high. The alleged tax shortfall could be millions of rubles. This isn't just about one person. It's about the state's ability to reclaim lost revenue. It's a warning shot across the industry.
Emotive and friendly, Bitriver has been a major player, right? They've been the go-to for mining companies looking to capitalize on Russia's cold climate and cheap energy. But now, their CEO is in legal trouble. It's like the whole industry is in a storm.
Friendly but serious, that's the thing. The government's mixed signals, sometimes encouraging crypto, other times cracking down, have created a lot of uncertainty. This case might force companies to rethink their strategies or face the same fate.
Emotive and friendly. I can imagine how stressful this must be for Bitriver. Their CEO is stuck at home, and the company's future is up in the air. It's not just about the legal battle anymore, it's about survival.
Friendly but serious, and the ripple effects are huge. If the government succeeds in this case, it could set a precedent for others. Mining companies might start scrambling to comply, or risk ending up in the same boat.
Emotive and friendly, it's like a domino effect. The entire industry is now under a microscope. For international clients and investors, this is a red flag. Trust is going to take a hit, and that could reshape the whole sector.
Friendly but serious, right. And it's not just about Bitriver. This case reflects a broader tension in Russia. The government wants to control crypto, but it's also a huge economic engine. They're trying to balance revenue with regulation, and this case might tip the scales.
Emotive and friendly, it's a tough spot for the government. They want to maximize tax revenue, but they also don't want to alienate the crypto community. This case is a way to show they're in control, even if it means cracking down on a sector that's been a bit of a wild card.
Friendly but serious, and if they succeed here, it could signal a bigger crackdown. Companies might start operating more transparently, aligning with global standards. It's a warning, crypto isn't off the radar.
Emotive and friendly, this is a turning point for sure. The world's watching to see how Russia handles this. Will it become a hub for compliant crypto, or will it double down on restrictions? The answer could shape the future of the industry for years.
Friendly but serious, and for Runts, it's a personal reckoning. Whether he ends up in prison or not, this case is a reminder that in Russia, crypto isn't just about profits. It's about navigating a complex, evolving legal landscape.